Area doctors and public health advocates are stepping up their support of a sugary drink tax in Philadelphia. As WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, the health arguments for a tax were largely absent from the latest debate.
Mayor Jim Kenney has been pushing for a 3 cents per ounce tax on sweetened beverages, but he's mostly focused on how it would raise money for pre-K parks and rec centers. Philadelphia's health commissioner, Dr. Thomas Farley, now wants to draw attention to the direct health benefits of such a tax. He joins several other health professionals to talk about how sugary drinks are a main contributor to the city's diabetes epidemic. A tax would help curb consumption, he says, and reverse some alarming health trends.
Diabetes is an incurable, debilitating, life-threatening disease. Here in Philadelphia, diabetes is the cause of 350 deaths per year and a contributing factor to 1,000 deaths per year.
Proponents of sugary drink taxes have faced uphill battles in the past. It's viewed as regressive and targeting people who might not be able to afford the price hike on soda. But other health professionals, like Dr. Marissa Rogers, who joined Farley, say in a world where soda is not cheaper than bottled water, everyone stands to benefit. She spoke about a patient who recently had both legs amputated as a result of her diabetes.
It may be too late for Mrs. B to avoid serious complications, but it's not too late for countless of other Philadelphians whose future is at risk for the same level of disease and disability.
According to some estimates, the tax could prevent some 2,000 cases of diabetes a year in the city. The mayor has built the sugary drink tax into his proposed budget, but city council is reluctant to embrace it. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.